Well, hi, friends. We got a bit of a rainy start on this Wednesday, April the 17th. We'll talk about that along with these topics. The federal budget was presented to the House of Commons yesterday. Simone Gavros in studio to break it all down for us.
Peel police are about to announce arrests in the Pearson Airport gold heist.
And in entertainment, Chantal Kravyazik returns to Massey Hall.
Yeah, we've got rain, we've got thunder and lightning this morning.
Ooh, you getting woken up at home this morning? I haven't heard anything outside the studio, Brian. But
no, I haven't heard anything, yeah. But I have heard that there are some lightning strikes around. The reasons why Simone is in the studio, we can't get that mast up with the remote cameras.
It's a safety issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. You can't do that. So yeah, showers. I had some heavy rain coming in this morning. Oh, it was just teeming down.
Yeah, he comes in with his umbrella. I'm like, okay, so it's raining outside, because it was nice and clear when we came in.
It was fine for us.
Within a span of 10 minutes, all of it went from nothing to just pouring rain when I was stepping out the door this morning, and that's what we're getting right now. So the rain is in the forecast for the day today. We're not going to see a lot of sunshine. Oh, what a day yesterday. Sunshine in 18 degrees. It was gorgeous, but the changes today. So showers, thunderstorms possible. They have been around us. And 5 to 10 millimeters of rain for the day today, and it's going to be a cool one. As I said, 18 yesterday, only 9 today. So cool today. It'll get milder, but we'll still get some showers for the day tomorrow. We'll talk about it coming up. Looking at traffic, 403 and Waterdown Road. It's doing okay. That's our exclusive camera. Not a lot going on in the Hamilton area, but Stony Creek, we do have a problem. Right off the get-go here. Here's the QEW at Gray's Road camera. So it's Niagara-bound lanes heading away from us. We have a couple of vehicles in collision there. We've got the left shoulder and the left lane block through here. Not a lot of volume going Niagara-bound this time of the morning. Not a lot of volume this time of the morning anyhow. But as you can see, it's a distraction. On the other side of the Skyway, getting busy already coming off the Skyway Bridge and heading toward Fairview. Well, we'll keep you posted on weather and traffic coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, the news.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's head to Ottawa, because the federal government unveiled their budget for 2024, promising billions in new spending while also laying more taxes on the highest earners. There's a lot in this budget. Simone Gavros joins us live in studio with more on, I guess, some of the highlights of what we can pass along. Good morning, Simone.
Good morning, Tim. Well, the government has been teeing up the release of this budget for weeks, including $53 billion in new spending over the next 5 years, with the key highlights focusing on housing and cost of living.
We will build more homes. We will make life cost less. We will grow our economy in a way that works for everyone. Together, we will unlock the door to the middle class for more Canadians and renew the promise of our great country. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Now, overall spending is projected to rise to $535 billion compared to last year's spending, which was just under $500 billion. The deficit is projected to be at $39.8 billion, and that's expected to go down to $20 billion by 2029. The Liberals say the budget aims to restore economic fairness among younger Canadians. This includes spending $8.5 billion towards building millions of new homes. It also includes allowing first-time homebuyers to pay off their mortgages in 30 years, which was previously announced last week. Now, the Liberal government also committed to more than $10.5 billion in funding for pharmacare, disability benefits, food and child care, as well as implementing long-term care standards at a federal level. Now, the Conservative Party and the Bloc Québécois have both said that they will not support the federal budget, but the NDP has not yet said whether they would support the budget or not. But for now, Annette, I'll send things back to you.
Okay, thanks very much. Well, a lawyer for one of the accused in a Stony Creek double shooting has presented a new account of events during the murder trial of Lucy Lee and Oliver Carafa. Yesterday was the fourth and final day of testimony for Jordan Romano, the girlfriend of slain 39-year-old Tyler Pratt. The defense grilled her, pointing out what he called credibility problems. Last week, Romano had testified she was sitting in the car when Carafa pointed the gun at her and pulled the trigger. She maintained his girlfriend, Lucy Lee, was standing just outside the vehicle. Lee's lawyer told the court his client was actually, quote, half a football field away when the shooting took place. He said Carafa left the scene by vehicle and returned a few minutes later to pick up Lee. Surveillance video shown at the trial shows a car leaving the property from across the street. The trial will resume today with detectives expected to take the stand.
Police are asking the public to help identify a vehicle after gunfire in Southwest Brantford. This happened just before 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Police say they were called to a home on Butcher Crescent after reports of shots fired. Officers who attended the scene say they pulled this photo of a vehicle that may be connected to the incident. It's described as a gray four-door SUV. No one was injured during the incident, and police say there was no added danger to the public. If you do have information, you're asked to contact Brantford Police. Let's stay in Brantford because police are also seeking to identify two suspects in connection to a series of pickpocket incidents at grocery stores. Between April 11th and April 15th, four separate elderly victims had their wallets stolen while shopping. Police say they are looking for two male suspects who are working together to perform distraction-style thefts. The first man was wearing white sneakers, light blue jeans, a gray army-style jacket, and a tan baseball cap. Second had a muscular build, short, graying facial hair. He was wearing a ripped jeans, a light gray hoodie, and a black Baker boy cap.
The Ontario government has unveiled details of a big investment in Niagara Hydro Power Generation, The province says Ontario Power Generation is going to put $1 billion into generating units at two Sir Adam Beck power stations along the Niagara River. The upgraded units will keep running for another 30 years, helping power 1.7 million homes and creating more than 200 jobs. Critics, though, say the province's energy infrastructure still needs improvement.
They like to talk about how Ontario's electricity system is green, but they're in the process of making it more carbon intensive, of putting a lot more gas on the grid, and also placing a really, really big bet on nuclear power, which is expensive and has a bunch of risks that come with it.
Sir Adam Beck power stations along the Niagara River have been producing electricity for decades, in one case for more than 100 years. At Hamilton City Hall today, most of the discussion will revolve around who is going to operate the city's planned light rail transit system. As part of the LRT restructuring, city staff recommend that the transit system be run by a private contractor hired by Metrolinx. A coalition made up of labor, social, and environmental groups, though, have pushed back against that, saying the system should be in public hands. A vote is expected today after city councillors hear from dozens of delegates and staff. A treatment center in Hagersville will celebrate its grand reopening today after a devastating fire more than 5 years ago. The Native Horizons Treatment Center on New Credit Road was destroyed by fire in December of 2018. The building, where people were treated for addictions and trauma, was empty at the time. A newly rebuilt treatment center reopened its doors last September and has now completed five residential cycles of care. The center is opening its doors this afternoon from 1 until 5 with food and guest speakers.
All right, let's get into sports. And it was the penultimate night in the NHL as we are so close to the Stanley Cup playoffs. And we know that the Maple Leafs are in, but we don't know who they're going to play. Well, going into last night with a win against Florida, they would face the Panthers, who eliminated them last season.
A 2-2 tie here in the second. In comes Parker with a chance. Rebound scores! Sam Reinhart! And Florida takes the lead just like that.
Yeah, despite the Leafs going out in front 2-0 in the first, the Panthers would come storming back with four goals in the second, including two 10 seconds apart. Waterdown's Carter Verhaeghe would score in his return to the lineup. Brandon Montour from Ashwikin would also light the lamp. What about Austin Matthews, who was a goal away from number 70 and had scored in eight straight games? He had his chances, 10 shot attempts, five shots on goal, no goals. He stays at 69 with one game left tonight in Tampa. Leafs lose this one 5-2. So with the Panthers beating the Leafs and Ottawa beating the Bruins in Boston 3-1 to wrap up their season, that means it's time to get set for another Leafs-Bruins playoff series. That really worked in the Leafs' favor as the Boston has won the last three of them, all in seven games, and they beat them in all four games this season. Ah, good times. Things will kick off on Saturday.
Flyers gambling in this tie game. They have to beat Washington in regulation. Through center, it's Oshie. Oshie working wide. Fires, he scores!
Yeah, in Philadelphia, a crazy one, as the Flyers needed to win in regulation against Washington, so they pulled their goalie, even with the game tied at one late in the third, and the Capitals' TJ Oshie would score to lock up the final wild card for the Caps, eliminating the Flyers and the Red Wings and the Penguins. So the East playoffs are all set, with the Caps heading to New York to face off against the Rangers.
Up the middle and through, a base hit. Clement in to score, Varsho behind him, and it's a big two-run single for Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Yeah, big night for Vladdy Jr. at the Dome as the Jays are trying to win their fourth straight game. He would have reached base four times, including that two-run single in the fourth to put them up 3-1. Yusei Kikuchi pitched great and got some help from the defense behind him. Davis Schneider making a wonderful dive and grab down the line in the sixth to rob the Yanks of extra bases. Obuchet would make it 5-run with his own two-run single in the bottom half, and Toronto would hang on for a 5-4 win. Jordan Romano getting the save in his return to the lineup. They go for the sweep against the Evil Empire this afternoon with somebody in attendance. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Is that good or bad news? We'll see.
It's Reeves, open lane up high. Davis will sledgehammer it in.
Ah, the old sledgehammer. To the NBA, who are into the play-in round to see who will make up the final two playoff spots. This is the West last night. LeBron and the Lakers would hold off New Orleans, the Pelicans, 110-106. LeBron leading the way with 23 and book their ticket into the playoffs to face off against the defending champs from Denver. The Pelicans, well, they get one more chance, but it's not going to be against Steph Curry and the Warriors, as their season is over. The Sacramento Kings beat them 118-94 in the other playing game. The Kings and Pelicans face off Friday, with the winner playing Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in the first place OKC Thunder in the first round.
All right, 6:12. It's Wednesday morning here, 17th of April. We've got the April showers. We've got the rain coming down right now. We're looking at traffic, first of all, 403 and Waterdown Road. That's doing okay. Still moving nicely. I mean, the highways are wet at the moment, but it's not causing a problem there. Where we do have a problem is on our MTO traffic camera and trying to get through Stony Creek. So you're coming off the Skyway Bridge, heading Niagara bound, and then here at Graves Road. We're looking at the left shoulder, left lane. Almost looks like they've got couple of lanes, a lane and a half block through here. So, I mean, there's no volume heading that way this time of the morning. So, you know, that's just the one problem that we have. To the 405 ramp. Now they've switched over to the left lane block through here. They're doing some construction on the ramp from the Niagara-bound QEW to Highway 405. You can see the pylons there on the highway, but there's no volume at all. Then, of course, Stony Creek. We'll flip ahead to east of Brant. Nothing there. Ford plant looks good, even all the way through the 427 Gardner QEW combination. Yeah, and you can see wet roads all around. That's because the rain has settled in. 7 degrees is our temperature right now. Winds are from the north-northeast. They're going to be pesty throughout the day today, 30 gusting to 50, and that rain thunderstorm scenario will continue for the day. So 9 degrees will be the high. That's half of what we got to yesterday, and there's that wind, but we could get 5 to 10 millimeters of rain here for the day today, and, you know, with those thunderstorms, you can get some heavy bouts. So this is what's happened over the past 6 hours. As that shower, rain, thunderstorm scenario, we're getting some thunderstorms around us at the moment. That's going to continue for the day as that frontal boundary with the low pressure to the north goes by us. The rain today tapering to showers and drizzle tonight, and showers once again for tomorrow, even lingering into Friday as well. But temperatures are going to be subdued. Today, 10 and 12 degrees for Niagara. A bit better, Cayuga, Simcoe, 13. Otherwise, 9 for the remainder of the horseshoe with that 5 to 10 millimeters today. Tonight, 10 to 20 millimeters rain, tapering to some scattered showers, but staying actually fairly mild. 10 to 8 degrees, 9 for Toronto. So we're looking at cloudy skies tonight. A little bit of sun could squeak out tomorrow, but temperatures better. 11 for Niagara Falls, but 15, 16, and 17 for the rest of the Horseshoe. Not much sunshine for Halton Peel, Toronto for the day tomorrow. Just that shower scenario with maybe some drizzle. So out the door this morning, it's raining. It is fairly windy from the northeast, and our temperature right now is 7. Long range in a few minutes. Annette, Tim.
All right, thanks, Brian. We normally check in with Emily right now about what's coming up in chit-chat, but she's off today, so we'll handle the chit-chat.
We're going to do it.
From the desk.
Do you want to be chit and I'll be chat?
Sure. Okay. Maybe and then we'll swap.
Yeah.
I'll be chat and you'll be chit. We'll also handle the business news coming up after the break, including housing starts were down in March compared to February, but they're still higher than last year. We'll see you in two. Oh, hey, 617 on your Wednesday. Here's some numbers for you. Canadian dollar is up 12 basis points this morning, sitting at 72.44 cents U.S. Gold down 60 cents, 24.07.20. Crude oil, it's down 66 cents, 84.17 a barrel. Off to Europe we go. Hey, Europe. Markets are up across the board in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
In Asia, markets were down today in Tokyo, but up in Hong Kong and Shanghai. Checking North American markets, another mixed day. The TSX was down almost 100. The Dow was up 64, and the Nasdaq dropped just slightly.
Well, good morning. Glad you're here on this Wednesday. Let's get into some business news, and let's start with housing, because Canada's Mortgage and Housing Corporation, they say the annual pace of housing starts in the month of March declined 7% compared with February. The National Housing Agency says the seasonal adjusted annual rate of housing starts, that showed there were about 18,000 less starts in March. But when looking at year-over-year figures, actual housing starts in large urban centers, they were up 16% since last year. The year-over-year increase was driven by higher multi-unit starts, up 19%, and higher single detached starts, up 2%.
Housing starts may be down, but the Global Wind Energy Council says 2023 was a record year for wind power installations, and China led the way. The latest global wind report shows around the world 117 gigawatts of new wind power capacity was installed last year. The report says that's a 50% increase from the year before. However, it says the wind industry needs to triple that amount by 2030 to meet the Paris Agreement's goal of capping global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius.
A Quebec Superior Court judge has authorized a class action lawsuit against 16 pharmaceutical companies that are alleged to have misrepresented the addiction risks of opioid medications. One of the lawyers behind the lawsuit says it includes all Quebec residents who've been diagnosed with an opioid dependency or addiction after being prescribed opioids made by the defendant companies since 1996. The suit seeks at least $30,000 in damages for each member of the class, as well as a $25 million in punitive damages.
Unifor says it is temporarily withdrawing applications to represent workers at two Vancouver area Amazon facilities. The move comes as the union accuses the e-commerce giant of providing, quote, a suspiciously high employee count. Unifor says BC law doesn't make employers provide an employee count during a union drive, meaning unions kind of have to guess how many sign cards they'll need before applying for certification. Now, under BC law, if the sign cards represent more than 55% of an eligible workforce at a facility, union certification is granted. If the cards represent at least 45%, a vote may be called instead. Unifor says it plans to redouble its efforts in the next few weeks and reapply to the labor board. Amazon says it provided the board with accurate and complete information.
Well, Microsoft says it's investing $1.5 billion in a United Arab Emirates AI company. So as part of the deal, UAE-based G42, it will use Microsoft's cloud services to run its artificial intelligence apps. The two companies say the deal is backed by security assurances from both of their countries. Now, the partnership comes as Washington looks to hobble Beijing's technology advances. And earlier this year, G42 says it began pulling Chinese hardware from its devices as part of the requirement to work with U.S. companies. Microsoft offered up $1.5 billion U.S. in exchange for a minority stake along with a board seat.
We're taking a quick break right now. Brian is back with your traffic and your rainy forecast as well. Mm-hmm.
He brought an umbrella.
24 minutes after 6 o'clock, it's turning out to be a fairly wet Wednesday morning. Doesn't look too bad here, but the good news here on this camera is the collision we had heading away from us, which is Niagara-bound, has now cleared. So that's much better. Here's the QEW Highway 406, a little damp on the highways right there. Then we'll flip ahead to south of 2, getting really slow coming down off the Skyway Bridge, heading toward Fairview. Around east of 4th, a little bit busy, but no problems here at Sheraton. We'll dip into the 403 just west of Mavis. You can see how the showers are pretty much all the way around the horseshoe at the moment. So our temperature to kick off the day here today is above seasonal, 7 degrees at the moment. We do have that light rain. The winds are going to be a bit of a bug this morning. Right now, they're northeast 18 to 30, but later on today, they'll be northeast 30 gusting to 50. So seasonal temperatures now 12 for the daytime high, 2 for the overnight low. Those are our sun times and records for today. And for school today, yeah, it's going to be a wet day. 6 degrees by first bell this morning. The rain continues, and then maybe some thunderstorms after school, but high today is only going to hit 9 degrees. That's it. That's half what we got to yesterday. So 5 to 10 millimeters possible for the day today. 8 degrees tonight with showers, possible thunderstorms, particularly into the evening. And then tomorrow we're going to climb to 15. So temperatures will get better, but we're going to hang on to chance of showers. More showers Friday. And then we're looking at a sunny weekend, but it's going to be below seasonal. 9 on Saturday, 10 on Sunday. Then temperatures climb Monday and Tuesday. That's forecast. Annette, Tim.
Okay, looking way, way, way up in the sky, a huge black hole has been spotted less than 2,000 light years away, making it the second closest known black hole to Earth.
Astronomers discovered the so-called sleeping giants while combing through observations from the European Space Agency Gaia's telescope. Now, they named it Gaia BH3. The black hole has a mass nearly 33 times that of our sun, and it's the largest known stellar black hole in the Milky Way. The closest black hole is Gaia BH1. That's about, it's only 1,500 light years away.
That's all.
That's around the corner. But it's only about 10 times as big as our sun. Had a really hard time finding a pun to match with that.
Yeah.
That Gaia. I do have a joke, though.
Do you?
How do you organize a space party?
Oh, I don't know.
You plan it.
Ba-dum-bum. He's here all week. Stay with us. We've got more to come. Oh, I've got a laugh from Brian. That means it's good. Good for you.
Delayed laugh, though.
Kind of Michael Sun. Yes, Michael Sun.